Welcome to It Just Means Less, where we talk all things SEC sports. Here are your hosts, Wells Perigin and Jacob Holman.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the It Just Means Less podcast. I'm your host, Wells Perigin, here, as always, with my co-host, Jacob Holman. Jacob, last week you weren't doing as good. How are we doing this week?
Very well. I can't complain at all. That rain delay Friday night was big time. And then really pushing it into Saturday. You know, not being able to play Saturday was also big, because your game three gets to be seven innings. I honestly think that if it's not seven innings, I don't know if Alabama's able to win that one. So, I mean, you go 2-1 against Georgia at home after getting obliterated game one of Friday. I mean, that was crazy. I'll admit it, I left after Georgia put that eight spot up in the fifth. I left, and it was hard to watch. Went from being up 3-1 to down 9-3 just like that. So I was like, you know what, I'm gonna go home and play the show. Let's do that.
Well, did you give up eight spots in the show?
Indeed I did not.
Well, I guess you can say it's the proven then. You know, from Auburn's point of view, you go 3-0. Huge for Auburn. I want to say regional chances. I think they're already pretty in good shape for regionals, but for top eight to be a national seed right now, you go and get the sweep. You know, you obliterate South Carolina 24-2 on Friday night, and then, you know, hadn't played the game two, which is the reverse of what Thursday night. Then you had to play two on Friday, which, you know, worked out to Auburn's favor a little bit. You know, had to squeeze to win game two with a little squeeze bunt. I say you had to. It was one out. Like, probably you still got a shot kind of thing. And then you go ahead and get the sound win to sweep South Carolina. So, you know, hats off to Auburn. You took care of business, and that's all you needed to do.
Yeah. Very, very, you know, very impressive Thursday night. Now, going into the squeeze on Friday afternoon, that one was definitely interesting. I was like, it's just crazy how baseball is. You go from winning like that one night to having that happen the next one. But there's one thing that we have to mention.
Oh, yes.
What is it? What do they say? M-I-Z.
Yeah, M-I-Z. Mizzou, baby. Going into Bluebell Park and sweeping A&M. And, you know, I was texting you all week. I was like, Missouri again. Holy bleep, Missouri. Kind of thing right there. I mean, they scored, I think it was a four spot in the ninth on Friday night to come back and beat A&M. I think they ended up beating them by three kind of thing. And then the other ones just weren't even close. I mean, I'm talking about on Sunday, I think A&M had maybe two hits on Sunday. I mean, it was brutal for A&M. It was not a good week for their postseason chances. And, you know, you hate to see that for our coach of the year candidate. You know, we thought you know, halfway through the year that he was coming back and he was at least salvaging it for us. Update: he did not salvage the pick for us, kind of thing. But you know, this is not about A&M. It's all about the Mizzou Tigers, and you know, they got a shot. They have a shot to not finish last in the SEC.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, with state coming to town this weekend, you know, I kind of feel like it may be just a little bit of a fluke. I wouldn't be shocked if they take one from state. I don't think they'll take two. But the thing about South Carolina is, you know, they got LSU coming to town. I don't really think they're going to win one. So, you know, if Missouri can find a way to win two, and then South Carolina gets swept, then you're tied.
We'll put them alphabetical. Missouri is ahead of South Carolina in the alphabet. Yep. So that's who we're going to decide is in last.
There you go. I can't wait to see if state, you know, if Mizzou, if it's like a little, you know, just a fluke, which it more than likely is, or, you know, the state, is Mizzou high riding into Hoover?
Hey, yeah, they could be that nasty 15 seed coming into Hoover.
16
that
would turn around the nine.
And that could that be the tide?
It could.
Kind of thing. You know, we talked about it last week with, you know, because Alabama has the current record for the worst, percentage record for SEC conference.
I don't I know we do have the 5-24-1. I don't know if that is the worst of all time. I would not be shocked if it is.
I think it is. I could be misquoted. I think it is. But Alabama has a chance with two teams, and it could very well be South Carolina. You know, we were talking about, South Carolina, the only reason the saving grace was Missouri, because Missouri was for sure going to be it. Now, Missouri's still on pace. They're still on pace to reset the record in the worst way possible. But it's possible that South Carolina is also right there, depending on how this, like you said, how this weekend goes.
Don't give them any hope. Don't give the Tigers any hope. I mean, what's his name? I know his last name is Jackson.
Is it Kelvin?
I was thinking Kelvin.
It's either Kelvin or Kevin, I think. This is some good podcasting.
Yeah, we're so
Kedrick. It's Kedrick.
Okay. Well, do you think he's going to be unemployed?
Well, okay. Depends. So we saw not the exact same, because with Dennis Gates, because the year before in Dennis Gates was a success. And then you had they won a conference game, and they didn't win a conference game in basketball last year, right? They went 0-18. Yeah. And then you turn around and have a pretty good year this year. Now, in this scenario of Coach Jackson, they were not good last year. I think them and Auburn tied for the worst records. And then it just, the way the fall thing, Auburn was the last seed and they were ahead of them, kind of thing. But then you turn around and you're going to be in the same boat this year. I'm thinking they might walk away just because, but you, the track record for Missouri's athletic director being patient is there.
Yeah. I mean, you saw the interview where he said that the funding wasn't necessarily there. So, which is not a great look. Not a great look at all for the program. But
here's the thing. If you're going to do it, why haven't you done it?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, we saw, and we got to talk about State in a second, but we saw State fire Lamonis four games ago now. I guess because they didn't play a midweek this week because they got canceled so 4 games ago now, and they've turned it around since then. You know, you're going ahead and starting that search, and you're going ahead and, you know, maybe you even have your guy, and he's starting to backdoor in the transfer portal already, kind of thing. I don't understand quite the benefit of if you're going to let him go the whole year. Maybe you try to keep your team fighting a little bit. I don't know. Maybe you're just trying to let him walk away from the program with, you know, quotation marks around that. But we'll see.
Yeah. Who knows? I mean, I would probably – you know, I'd probably walk away from him, but like you said, I mean, if you haven't done already, why would you? I mean, do you get one more shot? I don't know. I mean, but what Mizzou really does, I don't think they have the biggest traditional baseball powerhouse.
No, I think they were decent back a little bit in the Big 12, but not great.
They have some, I mean, they have some notable guys, like a really guy that I can think of is Max Scherzer, but Scherzer, I can't think of anybody that played at Mizzou.
So, which, moving on.
Shows my homer.
Yeah, well, in our defense, you know, they're still kind of new. I mean, we were only 12. Yeah, they're kind of new. I mean, we were only 12 and 13 when they entered the league, you know, 12 years ago. Or not 11 years ago. So, you know. But moving on, you know, we had a lot of ranks. I mean, let's go to the Egg Bowl next. I mean, Ole Miss going in there, taking the win Friday night, kind of putting it on State as a late kind of thing. But then State was able to bounce back, and you win the Saturday game 6-5, and then you turn around and win the Sunday game. You know, and now you're sitting in a really good shot to make the postseason. I mean, you know, we didn't know what they were going to do beforehand, and now you're going to Missouri. I mean, you had a chance to get 15 conference wins. I mean, that puts firmly in the 2-seed range.
Oh, for sure. Especially looking at kind of how where they were. I mean, with Lamonis, I mean, they were obviously 10-14 coming into this weekend, going into last weekend. But before that, I mean, what was State at? State was 6-12 going into Auburn.
Uh-huh.
Now they're 12-15. So what? That's 9-3.
But you said they were six and twelve, and now they're 12. So it'd be six and three.
I mean, nine. Yeah. Right? With a chance to, I mean, a chance to go sweep this weekend, which in all reality, 10, 15, 10. You know, in the season 9-3 after starting off where you're at would be, it'd be a heck of a turnaround. But one thing I want to shout out, no, he won't watch it. No, he won't listen to it. But how about shout out Lounge today?
With the dog, adopting the dog?
Yeah. So,
yeah.
No, he won't listen.
He's just a good dude. Yeah, just a good dude.
If he does, then props to you.
Yeah. So somebody that I don't think I'll ever really give props to is Tennessee, you know, the way they've been acting a fool this year, it just seems like there's always a skirmish between them. You know, the bench is cleared when Auburn played them. And then you turn around this weekend and they win game one, and then Vanderbilt turns around and beats them game two and three. And, you know, Vanderbilt showed them up on their own field. Tennessee, they played, you know, every team gets five home series. Tennessee lost four of them. Tennessee lost four series at home. And I'm thinking the only one they won was South Carolina. I'm not 100% sure on that. I got to think back. But I think the only one they won was South Carolina. So that is not a good resume for Tony Vitale. You know, I think they're kind of falling out the hosting range.
Oh, yeah. I definitely think they're sliding for sure, which would be an unfortunate two seed for whoever.
Yeah, that'd be tough.
Who would ever get them? But yeah, I mean, it doesn't seem like, obviously they have the dudes. Not saying that they don't. It just seems like there's something that's missing from these past teams for them to be able to get it done. I don't know if it's timely hitting, if it's bullpen arms. I don't know what it is, but.
Well, they're like third in the country. And like, I don't know if it's average or RBIs. They're like fourth in home runs. And then their fielding percentages is like in the hundreds. But then like as stolen bases allowed, they're like 280th in the country, which isn't, you know, the only reason you lose games. But, you know, it's a small thing that gets you beat.
Yeah, not being able to throw runners out for sure. You know, kind of going to jump off of Tennessee and go into Florida. How about Florida this weekend? I mean, a huge series win at Texas. Game one really wasn't even close. I mean,
it wasn't jumped
on them in the first 6-0 and then never looked back. And then they won Saturday, or no, they won game
three. They won Sunday. Yeah. They won game three. And it was 3-0 in the seventh. It was 4-0 going into the bottom of the eighth. And Texas got one in the eighth. And that was the only run they got. I mean, so they hit them. They scored four runs, eight hits. Texas had one run on four hits.
Yeah. So just, I mean, I don't. Obviously, you're not going to say it's time to worry about Texas because they're going to win. They're going to be the one seed in Hoover unless they lose this series. Well, unless they get swept, right? No. Unless Arkansas wins the series and Texas loses their series, then they would be co-champions.
Yeah, and I don't know how they did that because Arkansas technically did just beat Texas. So I don't know if they give the tiebreaker, just go ahead and hand them out, or they just look at the record and say, you're tied, so here's your co-champ.
Yeah, well, I mean, Arkansas, Texas has a better shot, I think, of getting their weekend done. But, you know, 27, but it just shows you, you know, they've lost five of their last six. But it really just shows you how strong they were at the beginning of the year in conference play.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're dominating.
Yeah. I mean, they're 27 and they lost five of their last six, which is insane. They were 19-2 and they dropped five. But, you know, didn't really expect it to be against this Florida team either. But, you know, Florida's getting hot at the right time, and that's the most unfortunate thing ever.
That's going to be a crappy two seed as well.
Oh, yeah.
Or they're crappy in the sense that you don't want them in your region, is what right. I mean.
Yeah, no, you don't. You definitely do not want this Florida team to come to your regional, whoever it is. I mean, could you imagine Florida State getting rewarded with a 6 seed or with the, not 6 seed, but, you know, potentially 15-win Florida team?
Yep, that would cause a little stir down there in Tallahassee.
Can't imagine they'd be happy.
Yep. So, and then I guess, you know, we need to go ahead and jump into we give Kentucky the props. Swept OU firmly put themselves back in the picture. I think they're locks, you know, the 13 win number, and you know, they just found a way to just be okay. I mean, I sent you the stat. Oklahoma never led for an inning. Like, there's a times where they would go up in the top of the inning, and then Kentucky would turn around and answer it and tie it in the bottom or go ahead. So for a full inning, OU never led. Which is, you know, me and Jacob both had, you know, especially after Kentucky got swept that state, sweep Oklahoma, just shows you the conference, man.
Yeah, it just shows you how deep the conference really is when it's not something we were necessarily expected. And one final one that we've talked about all of them, but this one, LSU-Arkansas. You know, props to LSU for, especially on game two, for I think it was 12-0 they won. So
yeah, they stomped them. And, you know, they walked off game one at right. like 2 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah, I know. I was watching it, and I was thinking about how I was like, of course, that was one of the ones I needed to back. Of course, it didn't happen. So, but, yeah, with that, we're going to jump into the power rankings and make this try and make it brief as always. At 16, we have South Carolina, 5-22. Finally, someone outside of Missouri at the last spot. Deservedly so with South Carolina. I'm at 15. We have Texas A&M, a team that's not Missouri, come after getting swept by Mizzou. And then at 14, we got Mizzou, 3-24 in conference play. Just had to bump them up after sweeping A&M. And then at 13, we have Oklahoma, 13-14 in conference play. Had a really, really bad sweep, getting swept at Kentucky.
Yeah, then we got Ole Miss at 12. You know, Ole Miss, you know, normally losing a series on the road isn't a big deal, especially where you take one and it's a somewhat competitive series. But it just the way the conference fell around them, we had to keep them right there at 12. So they're 14-13. Kentucky, like Jacob said, sweeping OU. That's a big series for them. So we deserve to go ahead and bump Johnny's team up kind of thing. We got State at 10 after taking the series versus Ole Miss. Anytime you win the Egg Bowl, no matter how good each teams are, the Egg Bowl baseball, it's a big deal. So we bumped them up to 10, and then we slid Tennessee all the way down to the 9 spot. Man, I mean, it's just rough as recently, and I believe they haven't won a series in a month, maybe 5 weeks kind of thing. So tough break for Tennessee.
Yeah, which is crazy to even say that they haven't won a series since April. So, but going into number 8, we got Georgia, who's 16-11, lost a series at Alabama. And then at 7, we have Bama, who's 15-12. In conference play, winning the series at home against Georgia. Really big for Alabama and potentially getting the host. I think if you win 2 at Florida this weekend, you're going to probably be in that 12 to 16 range. And then at 6, we got Florida, 13-14, just getting hot at the right time. Big series win at Texas. And then at 5, we have Vandy, who's 16-11 with a really, really, really big win on the road against Tennessee. Also, don't really like the white uniforms on the road. Just saying.
Yeah, I saw a few people say that. I mean, I don't know. I guess baseball is just a little bit different because you have to wear 3 uniforms, kind of thing. It's not like football or basketball. But like, I understand it too.
I just don't like the look of it. Not trying to say, well, they were being disrespectful. I just don't like the look of the white on the road.
Yeah, so 4 is Texas. You know, you lose 5 of 6, and you normally fall a lot farther than you did. But as Jacob said earlier, it's just a testament to how good they are, Ben. So we're going to have them at 4 right now. Arkansas at 3, even though they lost a series to LSU, we only brought them down 2 spots because it's LSU, and you are coming off a sweep versus Texas. So right there at the 3 spot, 2 is Auburn. We've never had Auburn this high in our power rankings kind of thing in baseball. I'm not sure I like it too much because I'm pretty sure that's just setting Auburn up for disaster kind of thing. But for now, got them at 2. And then 1 is LSU after taking the series versus Arkansas. You know, when they play like they did this past weekend, they're one of the best teams in the country and not one of the highest ceilings, just like Arkansas is kind of thing. So
yeah, LSU's kind of scared me, gonna be honest with you. Getting hot, you know, going back to that LSU of old, but you know, someone here's team swept them. Someone else's team here lost a series to them. So, but with that, we're going to go into the games for this weekend. All the series are Thursday through Saturday. So, starting with the first series is Texas A&M, 27-23 overall, 10-17 in conference play. At number 10, Georgia, who's 40-13, 16-11 in conference play. I'm going to go Georgia at home. They did hit it well in Tuscaloosa, especially on Friday night. But, you know, looks like that was what really – maybe they kind of lost some of their steam and what it was. But going back to Foley Field, I'm going to give Georgia the nod at home.
Yeah, I'm going to take Georgia too. And it's – you know, Georgia's – they always swing good at Foley. So it's hard to take them anybody when you're playing at Foley kind of thing. And also just kind of what A&M did last year. I mean, somebody could argue the side that, hey, A&M is desperate now. They got to have all 3 to get in the postseason. So do you see a desperate team or do you see a team that's giving up? And I think it's more likely you probably see the giving up team. So I'm going to take Georgia.
All right. Next series is God's team, number 18, Alabama, who's 39-13, 15-12 in conference play. At number 23, Florida, who's 35-18, 13-14 in conference play. Who you got?
Give me Florida. Give me the Gators. Give me the Gators, man. At home, you're coming off 5 of your last 6 with 5 of them being, you know, and all 6 of them are on the road. So now you're getting senior day at the crib and that kind of stuff, and you're playing better down the stretch. So give me Florida to beat Alabama 2 or 3, but I don't think it's a sweep.
Yeah, I don't hate that. I don't hate it at all. But my entire time, I've picked against Alabama. And it's just, you never, because I never know which team I'm going to get to see. But I'm going to go with Alabama on the road. You know what you need to try and get to play your first weekend at home. And maybe Rob's got the boys ready to see what they can do. So I'm going to go with Alabama to get it done on the road.
All right, moving on. We got number one LSU, 40-12, 17-10 in conference play at South Carolina. South Carolina's 27-26, 5-12 in conference play. And Jacob, any shot the Gamecocks even win one?
I don't necessarily think so. I'm going to go LSU on the road. I don't even know if it's going to be close.
Yeah, I ain't got much to say, too. I think, you know, when they scheduled this one, they were thinking maybe South Carolina could be decent. Pulmonary last year, you know, like the little getting a matchup against his former team. But South Carolina's just bad, man. They're just bad. I'm interested to see what they do from the coaching standpoint. I mean, I think you got to ride with them with the money that's tied up with them and the assistants right now. But I think LSU's going to come in here and blow the doors off of South Carolina. All right, now we got Kentucky, 29-20. 13-14 at number 9 Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt is 36-16, 6-11 coming off the 2-3 at Tennessee. And I'm going to take Vanderbilt at home. You know, Kentucky played good last week, but Vanderbilt has, I know, I'm trying to think back, won at least two in a row. I think they lost at OU 3 weeks ago, but they've lost, you know, they beat Alabama and they beat Tennessee last week. So I think Vanderbilt's going to be able to take care of business versus Kentucky at home.
I'm going to go Kentucky on the road. You know, don't know why, but something's telling me to go Wildcats. It could potentially, the reason could be, it could be now that I need some games to get back tied with Wales. But
we didn't even talk about our records last week. This is a good time to talk about it. Thank you for bringing that up, Mr. Holman. Last week was a rough week for both of us. I went 4-4. Jacob went 3-5. But because I went 4-4 over Jacob's 3-5, I did get one back or one more up. So I'm now 44-20, and Jacob is 40-24.
Thank you for reminding.
So if people are saying, Jacob, what are you doing when you're taking these picks? He's just trying to catch up with the host.
Yeah, our bots from Hong Kong will definitely be asking each other. That is the case. But all right, the next series is Mississippi State, who's 31-20, 12-15 in conference play, at Missouri, who's 16-35, 3-24 in conference play. Does Missouri keep it magical, or does Mississippi State kind of blow out the fairy dust?
I don't know about blow out all the fairy dust. I think some fairy dust might be still there, but I don't think it's enough fairy dust to get a series win. I think I'm going to take State to go up there and get the series win, and, you know, that puts them at 14 conference wins firmly in there in the thing. So give me State to go up to Como and take the series.
Yeah, I'm going to go Mississippi State as well. I don't think Missouri has enough to beat them twice. I think they might have enough to beat them once, but I just don't have enough confidence in Mizzou. So, all right, the next series is number 3, Texas, who's 40-10, 20-7 in conference play, at Oklahoma, who's 32-17, 13-14 in conference play. I'm going to go with the Sooners at home. After getting swept, don't want to get embarrassed. Going to hopefully not struggle to say this because I do it sometimes, Red River rivalry. But on the home turf this time. So I'm going to go Sooners.
Yeah, I'm going to take Texas. I think the skid stops here. I think it's going to be competitive, you know, the rivalry kind of thing. And I think OU can definitely get one kind of thing, especially with, I'm drawing a blank on their Friday night guy who's pretty good. It's
talking about for Oklahoma?
Yeah, Witherspoon. Yeah, I think he'll be able to, you know, compete with, especially Texas has kind of struggled at the pen since their Friday night, their guy got hurt kind of thing. But I'm going to take Texas to still stop the skid and go up there to OU and get the series win. All right, moving on. Number 6, Auburn, 37-15, 16-11 at Ole Miss. Ole Miss is 35-17, 4-13 in conference play. What you got, Jacob?
I'm going to go to Tigers on the road. I think Auburn gets it done at Swayze. Just playing really good ball right now. So I think Auburn stays hot.
Yeah, give me the Tigers. I almost want to take Ole Miss. I'm going to be in attendance Thursday, so you can go ahead and book Ole Miss for winning Thursday night kind of thing. You know, Auburn played last week, scored 46 runs in 3 games kind of thing. But your ace, Sam Dutton, got hit around a little bit, and so did your closer. So that kind of scares me a little bit kind of thing. I think I saw Dutton's going to be the Thursday night guy to get ready for Hoover, where the way the rest falls in the thing right there. So I think it's important for Auburn to take game one with Sam and then just trying to piece one of the last two together to get the series win. But – give me Auburn because, you know, all right, I'll tell you what. I'm gonna go with Ole Miss. I've talked myself out of it doing the Auburn. I just have too much hope for them. And now that I'm sitting here talking about this Dutton struggles and the way it's going, I think Ole Miss gets it done. All right, going into the last series, number 17, Tennessee, 40-13, 15-12 at number 8, Arkansas. Arkansas is 41-11, 18-9 in conference play. Jacob, who are you going with?
Hogs. Hogs stay hot at home. I think Tennessee loses their sixth series in a row.
Yeah, I think that'd be right.
I think they get swept, but I don't think they win too.
Yeah, I'm gonna take Arkansas to bounce back too. At home, you know, going to Ballmarker is tough to win at. So give me the Hogs.
All right. We're gonna hop into the sweepers this week. Since Wells did win his last week going with Auburn sweeping South Carolina and me being completely wrong with A&M to sweep Missouri. He's been kind enough to let me choose first this week, and I'm going to go with LSU to sweep at South Carolina.
Yeah, I think that's a logical one right there. I don't know where I'm going to go. I guess give me, oh God, you know, they just ain't been playing well. Give me Georgia to sweep A&M. I'm going to take Georgia to sweep A&M at home. That's a terrible pick, probably, but I don't know where else to go. So give me Georgia to sweep.
You're really hoping that desperate A&M team shows up. I mean, that not desperate team, but giving up team.
Yeah, we talked about it beforehand kind of thing. I'm taking Georgia. I'm probably going to be rooting a little bit for A&M because of the way the bracket and the SC tournament kind of thing falls right there. So even though I don't think it's realistic, I'm going to be rooting for A&M. But like I said, I think give me Georgia to sweep.
All right. Well, I think that is going to do it for this episode. That is going to be the end of episode 10 of season 7 of It Just Means Less. We appreciate you listening, and we'll see you next week.